Distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice! Looking for a place to hear your fave K and J-pop groups? Or to discover new ones? Look no further, because this is K-pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-pop obsessive, DJ Tricky.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another edition of This Is K-Pop. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid. Happy New Year. Is it too late to say that since we're already in February? But anyway, it's the first episode of 2026, and I'm very, very excited to be bringing the show back to you this year. And I couldn't think of a better act, group to kick things off with. And again, I always tend to mispronounce these things. Remember last year when I called VVZ like the Viz or something embarrassing? So we're talking about, I think it's pronounced Eunice, okay? Or Unis. Or it could be underwear. I don't know. But we're talking about UNIS as they finally made their way to the States on their Everlast tour, first time in America, in support of last year's album Swicy. And Swicy came out in April of 2025, so it took them almost a year to get here. But man, I'm so glad that they did. And I got to tell you, you know that I always shoot you straight. I got to be honest, I think this might be one of the best K-pop shows I've been to. What is it about kind of the up and coming? Like, first of all, I always prefer a much more intimate show. And there's a venue here in Dallas called the Southside Music Hall. And it's a big complex. It's actually Gilly's, which is kind of like from Mickey Gilly. Country singer has this big giant bar, kind of like in Fort Worth. You got Billy Bob's. In Dallas, you got Gilly's. And inside Gilly's is like six different venues. And there's this tiny little venue that's very intimate. We saw Purple Kiss there. This is where we saw Tribe, and tons more. And you know, the place only holds, you know, a couple hundred people. But this one was probably one of the smallest shows, probably besides Secret Seven, bless them. And I know they got a lot of crap and people thinking they were flops and shit because because it was nobody there. Well, first of all, that show was, y'all want to check out our Secret Seven episode, was at a venue that nobody knows or goes to, and it was completely, you know, underpromoted. This one is at a venue that everybody knows, and it's kind of, you know, now familiar with the K-pop fans, because like I said, you know, I think we even saw Pixie there. But there were no chairs. I mean, like the other shows that had a couple hundred people in them, even if they only had like 50 people or 75 or whatever, they were seated. This was totally general admission, which just gave it such a much better vibe. I mean, we could all dance together and, or at least, you know, near one another instead of being confined into your seat. So the whole vibe was great. But one thing I think is so neat, though, is that I have gone to some really major shows, as you guys know, if you follow the show. I saw twice at Allegiant Stadium and also, you know, here at Globe Life Stadium. I saw Blackpink at Coachella. I've seen all these huge, you know, massive productions. And as much as I love them, I got to be honest, I actually prefer these shows, especially when they're done well. Now, nothing against, let's say, somebody like BB, who played by herself, but at a large amphitheater, you know, in front of like, you know, eight to 10,000 people. There was maybe 50 to 60 people at this show, but these girls brought it. Again, like I said, I want to say nothing against BB, but I can remember kind of like being a little underwhelmed at BB and at times even straight up freaking bored. I was not bored for a second. And what was cool too, since there was no seats, it literally forced everyone to be on their feet the whole time and dancing and cheering. And I'm in love with that crowd that night. So cheers to my local Dallas K-pop brethren. I don't know. I should know this. I don't know. You know how every K-pop group has the name of their fandom. I don't know what theirs is, but I'm a part of it now. I'm telling you right now, if I've done 50 of these shows, 50 different shows, this is top three, not even top five. I'm saying, like, when I think of like the top shows, I think of Secret Seven. I think of course, ITZY, obviously, you know, the big Blackpink shows, but I'm saying like Secret Seven, IVE, And now I would say Eunice, Eunice. I'm saying it right. Okay. And we're gonna play some music from Swicey. We're gonna talk a bit about the whole night. I will for com and let's please keep our senses of humor about ourselves, because but I wanted to tell you a funny story. You know how it seems like no matter what I do, because I just don't fit in with all that, is it, you know, and I'm an old veteran of the music industry, so I'm just, you know, I'm not really gonna play by the rules like the normal paying customer. And something always happens, but I've always have defended myself and believe in that and have stand tall on that about being right. And so this time, I don't know what the hell. I don't know why something happens every time I go to a K-pop show. Not when I go to the other shows. I don't know what it is. I don't know how they do things, if it's the security, whatever it is. But the night went perfect until the very end. I could not somehow escape the night without something happening. But this time, ladies and gentlemen, it was totally my fault. I was a total crackhead, and it's totally my fault. And I own up to that. I stand tall on that. Anyway, it's really not that big of a story, but it's kind of funny, and I thought y'all might enjoy it. And I thought y'all would like to be like, well, you know, he can't be innocent all the time. Well, this time I wasn't. But again, you know, no harm, no foul. Nothing happened to me or anybody else. It's just a funny little thing that happened that I'm gonna share here once we get into the actual meat and potatoes. Let's go to, okay. So they started with the song. Swicey from, you know, from the, you know, the title track there. So they did a bunch. They did from Swicey. They did Dang from a CD called Hey What's Up, Good Feeling, the self-titled track Swicey, and Spring Rain. So since they kicked it off with Swicey, I'm gonna kick this off. So this is the self-titled track. I'm sorry, this is the track from, I can't talk today. This is the title track from last year's Swicey from Eunice. And we'll be right back with more of This Is K-Pop.
Hey, 너 입안 가득 나만 맴다는 and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
And now, back with more Tricky Kid Radio.
All right. What a killer track, huh? Now, listen, I promised a fun story and a good story. But before you get all judgy on me, and again, it's no excuse for acting like an idiot, but I am going through a very difficult time in my life right now. 2025 was by far the worst year of, I think, of my entire life. So I'm not going to get into it. I'm going through a lot of you know, personal issues and, you know, with finances, with my marriage. And it's just a very, very challenging time. Now, again, no excuse for acting like an idiot, but I'm just saying, like, I'm probably, you know, a little, you know, having trouble managing, you know, anger or just making, you know, it's just a rough time. How's that? But again, like I said, okay, enough of the gloom and doom. Let's get to the actual gig. So again, because I'm going through some stuff right now, I had to take public transportation. Dallas is not like New York, but it's certainly not like where I grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. I mean, there is actual public transportation. It just doesn't run every 3 or 4 minutes and you have to, you know, it doesn't go everywhere. Thankfully, near this venue, there is what they call the dart rail, and it runs about every 15, 20 minutes. And you have to take a couple different, you know, ways to get there. Okay. So thankfully, I didn't have to take the train actually out there. I was able to get a ride. And again, you if you want to talk about Uber or rideshare, that would be a lot of money because I'm about 45 minutes from that venue. So round trip, you're looking at over $100. And I probably wasn't even going to get paid more than that for this gig. So anyway, I tell you that because that's going to come up in a little bit. So anyway, so I arrive at the venue. I get in just minutes before they start. Like I said, this is when I noticed that this is going to be general admission. This is like punk rock. This is going to be fun, like really fun. You know, not all confined. I would say a couple of drawbacks about such a low production thing. One, there was no merch. At the same time, I didn't have all those light sticks in my face. So, okay. So I get there and, you know, just right before they went on and they came out, and I'm not kidding. It was like somebody turned on, flicked a positivity switch or a fun switch that never turned off till they were done. And I said, going through the set list, again, they did, you know, Swicy, then Dang, from Swicy. Then they did Superwoman from their debut from 2024. And they did Moi, then Butterfly's Dream and Good Feeling. I believe that Good Feeling is also from Swicy. And Butterfly's Dream is also from their debut. I've noticed that a lot of these groups, I guess, because, you know, just to do something familiar for an American audience, or maybe they don't have enough material, they'll do some cover songs. And this was no exception. They did Justin Bieber's Baby, or I should say that Alicia Kitoko Sewan, who is my bias, by the way, she is amazing. Yuna and Yoonha, those five did Baby. And then they switched it up for a little bit. And then it was just Geely, Hanju, and Nana did Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red. And that was a lot of fun. Then here comes Dopamine and Curious. And again, let me see here. I believe that those were just promotional singles that I wasn't familiar with. But I'll tell you the cover that I thought worked the best, at least for me, was they did this really fun, super fun, and it got everybody. I mean, the security guards were singing when they did Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. So I'll have videos of all of this that I shot, of course, on our YouTube channel, which is called Tricky Kid TV. Excuse me. If you go there now, I shot about 10 videos. They did 19 songs. And And I'm pretty sure I shot that one, but I was singing so loud, maybe not, but that was just a whole lot of fun. So anyway, but make sure you go to Tricky Kid TV so you can see all the videos. Go to trickykid.com, and of course wherever you get your podcast. Of course, I'm hoping that you right now that you are streaming this from, of course, our exclusive portal, which of course is iHeartRadio. So make sure you download the iHeartRadio app and get this so you can check it out. It'll be here. It'll be there first. So that's probably where you're listening to it right now. Then it'll spread out after the fact to some other places. But if you happen to want to go to Tricky Kid. Dot com and click on This Is K-Pop, you'll be able to see all the videos in one video that'll link that to our YouTube channel. So anyway, so you'll get a chance to actually see what I'm talking about here. And let's see here. What else? So I mean, again, the whole thing, I mean, the crowd was fun. It was just intimate. It was cool. After Call Me Maybe, they did From a Seed Called Hey What's Up. They did the English version of Moshi Moshi, Spring Rain, What You Need, and then the final cover of the evening was What Is Love from Twice. And of course everybody liked that, and but I thought probably my favorite song was of theirs was they did Poppin'. And I'm not sure what I think that's off of some promotional single, but I wasn't familiar with it. I loved it. And then they came back to Encore with Dream of Girls. I'm sorry, what See You in My Dreams was also a promotional single, but also they did Dream of Girls from their debut. But as the encore began, check this out. This is where trouble begins. Again, like I said, I am a veteran of this industry. I've been in that venue outside of K-pop without exaggeration 200 times. If we're counting all five venues in there, well over 1,000. Okay. I mean, this is what I do for a living. So I know all the security people that normally work it. For some reason, they have K-pop has their own little, or they, I don't think these people are touring with them, but I didn't recognize any of them. So anyway, so the deal is this. Is that of course you know it's K-pop, so nobody's drinking, so they weren't serving any no drinks, not even alcohol drinks. And there's a smoker's porch, of course, nobody but me is smoking. And so during the Justin Bieber cover at one point, whatever, I went outside to have a smoke. I'm not a believer, whatever you call it. So I thought, okay, cool, this would be a good time to go do that. And I'm the kind of person where I became best friends with the one security guard that was just sitting out there bored off his ass. And we got to talk in and everything else. And there's literally a 7-Eleven across the street. But as you know, it's supposed to be no ins and outs. And of course, you can't bring shit in from 7-Eleven. But man, and one thing was also kind of funny is that I'm older and there's not a whole lot of hair on top of this head anymore. And I cannot believe I had forgotten my hat. So if I really wanted to stick out and look like an old man, I was doing it. So I thought, man, I need to go over there. I want to get a drink, and maybe if they have like a hat or a beanie or something, I can cover up this bald dome. And anyway, I even asked him. I go, you want anything? He said, yeah. So he was like cool with it. Like, yeah, man, just no one's out here. No one gives a fuck. So I went over there and I got me a Star Wars beanie, and something to drink, and a bag of Doritos for Mr. Security Guard, and I came on back. All right, so show continues. Everything's fine, but again, here's where again I should not be. I don't want to say push my luck. I mean, it was all I wanted to do was get some good footage. But they had this barricade set up where like the stage is very low. It's only about maybe 3 feet tall, and then usually when I'm in a photo pit, between me and the barricade behind me is very tight. It's normally like almost like touching my back. You gotta watch where you're going. There was easily 6 full feet. I mean, it's just this long, wide, almost empty hallway. And I had a pass on, and I told Skirt, I go, I said, I'm just gonna walk right through here in one continuous motion. She didn't have a problem with it, and you even can see it on the YouTube thing. So I still a full 6 feet away from the girls. I know you guys are all so damn crazy and protective. Like, I'm just there to get footage, guys. So I got this really great one continuous shot that started the encore. And again, you can see that where I never stopped moving. I'm 6 feet away and I walk through and just walk right back to where I was before. No harm, no foul. But apparently that alerted, I mean, I get it. I just don't know why everyone's so on edge. It's like you go see Metallica, of course they have security, but it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's, and I guess I get it. I mean, it's young women in a country for the very first time, and I know how they do things very, very differently over there. But gang, I'm just there to get footage. I'm not there to disrupt anything or create any sort of disruption, and certainly not a threat. All right, okay. But I think it perked up some folks, not the crowd, but people that were part of the show. So anyway, two, so they did the two song encore, and that is where I should have turned around and walked the fuck out. Okay. But again, the reason why I mentioned the train is because I looked it up and the train wasn't going to be coming. This is now like 11 o'clock at night, or I don't know, it's like 9:30. The train wasn't going to be coming for a while. So I had nothing to do. And so I like meeting people. And so all the people were starting to form, the lines to do the little meet and greets at the end. And I don't know how y'all put up with that, because the people that were giving the instructions of like, okay, you're going to be in this line for this gal, or you're going to be over here for this type of meet and greet, they were like yelling at the fans like they were like at bad camp, or at like, I don't know, like some sort of like camp for bad kids. And like, it was just very, very dehumanizing and just flat out fucking rude, if you ask me. So I'm just standing in one of these lines and trying to figure out, because I think that's interesting too. Like, okay, like, and I swear to you, this little 4 foot nothing. I mean, this, I could, just, I'm a tall man. I'm over 6 feet tall, but I could see the top of this dude's head. And he comes over all Karen-like and was like, "Sir, can I see your pass?" And I was just all trying to be all like, "Oh man, I'm not in line to, I don't need to meet these girls. I'm here in a working capacity and everything else." And he starts getting fresh. I mean, I don't want to say fresh. I mean, he starts getting like, fresh is an old term for flirty. He wasn't being flirty. What I mean is that he was just getting, bold and rude, and I was like, okay, bro, I'm good. I'm good. So I turn around to walk out, just to walk out the door, and you would have thought, oh my God, you would have thought I had a gun or something, or I was about to invade Poland, and I was making some declaration of, I mean, it was so stupid and so dramatic. And so I'm walking, I'm like, whatever, dude. And I'm walking right towards where I entered from the smoker's porch. Again, I'm probably easily 50 feet from the stage, and the place is so small, I probably only got about 100 feet to go. And I'm walking out, and oh my God, he just goes like, I don't know if he blew a whistle or he sounded the alarm, but I'm telling you, suddenly there were nine huge fucking security guards on me like white on rice. Get that pass, get that pass. Oh, and I'm not kidding you, and I'm not, somebody that's going to be pushed around, but I mean, within 2 seconds, I'm not kidding, I was wearing a leather jacket and I had my beverage inside my the inside pocket or whatever, and I don't know, within 2 seconds the pass around my neck, which sucks because this is also a pass, that like when I travel, when I fly, it allows me, like as a member of the media, you can check luggage if it's film equipment or media equipment for free. And so, you have to apply for it and get your picture taken and all that. And this is, and I had, the relevant passes for the evening there inside the little pocket. Within 2 seconds, that thing was off my neck. The beverage was removed from the inside of my jacket, and I don't think they thought, well, where's a bulge in his jacket? Does he have a bomb strapped to him? I mean, just silly shit, And I'm not kidding. It happened so fast. I was like, I can't believe what just happened. And and they didn't say anything else. They just took my shit and then I just walked out. All right. Okay. So I was a little pissed off. So I walk back across the street to 7-Eleven to replace the stolen beverage. And then I walked over to the train station. I had about 15 minutes. Now here's where things shit gets for me even weird. This is where you're gonna go, okay, dude, you are a fucking crackhead. Is I walk over to the train station and I had about 15 minutes to wait, and I'd been up like since 6 o'clock. This was a Sunday. So we had church that morning with the kids and all that. And I don't know, man, I guess I was just exhausted. I don't know. I can't even begin to tell you why or how this happened. Because let me tell you something. I spent 12 years in New York, and I've been on some of the scariest trains and the scariest parts of the five boroughs. But Dallas is not a place that you want to fall asleep. You don't even want to be on that damn train, this light rail, on a Saturday at 10 o'clock or even later in Dallas. It's pretty hairy, and it's the last fucking place you want to fall asleep on. And so I had a decision to make. I could have taken an earlier train that would have gotten me out to one location where the babysitter with kids were, or just go back to my new temporary place I'm staying at until the dust settles. Both about an hour away. Or one would have been that train. It would have been two trains and an Uber. The other one would have been about four trains and like two Ubers. So I was like, all right, so I'll just get on this one. So I get on it. And again, it's going to be a straight shot that's going to be about an hour. And I'm telling you right now, I have no idea how this happened, because it couldn't have happened. It couldn't have. So this train goes all the way out to Parker Road. The other direction is Westmoreland. So I know that, like, I was going to get off, in an hour at Parker Road, and then hop on an Uber. And I'm not kidding you. Suddenly it was like I kind of like realized I had dozed off or something for a second, and now I'm on the same train but headed in the other direction to Westmoreland. Is it possible that I fell asleep on that train for so long, for the entire hour? Then it would have sat there for 15, 20 minutes, and then another hour back, because I was on my way towards Westmoreland, almost exactly where I started. But I looked at the clock, and 2 hours had passed. I mean, did I get drugged? Did one of those short ass Napoleon complex security guards slip me a fucking Mickey? I can't explain it. I could probably look it up, and probably what most likely would happen was that I did doze off, but the train somehow didn't make it to Parker Road. It was one of those trains that that are all going to go here, and it's going to start going backwards, and that was when I dozed off. All right, so I now realize I'm headed the wrong direction, and I got to get off. So the main area downtown Dallas, where like the American Airlines Center is and all that, whatever, is called Victory Station. And it's kind of like Union Station in New York City. This is where not just the light rails, but the big trains. And so I was thinking, okay, I could take TRE to DFW Airport. And there was one that was supposed to show up that never did. And thank God, before I had my back to it, this other train showed up, and this was the only one that was going to get me home. And so I like ran over there, and I'm not kidding, one of those things where like the door's closing and you have to stick your foot in and all that. And I get on. But while I was standing out there having a smoke, trying to wonder what the fuck has just happened to me, you know how people walk up and go, oh, hey man, you have a lighter, And I was like, yeah, man. And I hand this guy the lighter, and I look up and realize that he's using it to light a crack pipe. I've never even seen crack or a crack pipe or a crack head or a crack. I guess I've seen what probably one would assume, but I've never seen them do like the deed, the devil's bargain, right there in front of me with my own lighter, no less. So anyway, so I was like horrified and just wanted to get home. And I finally get on the train. An hour later, I make it to DFW Airport. Where the train ends, and hop into an Uber, and I finally got home, just shaking my head, going, "Why can I not go to a K-pop show without total fucking madness. But hey, I'll take it on the chin on this one. I felt like this was on me this time. So we're gonna close out with what they closed out with, which is, let's see here. I just had it. We're gonna close out with "See You in My Dream," and to the Unique Girls, especially my bias. I will see you in my dreams, and I hope to see all of you next week. Again, this is again. I'm your host as always, DJ Tricky Kid. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of This Is K-Pop. And one more thing before I go, I wanted to give a shout out. There was some, if you're, make sure you're following the Twitter feed, on Twitter, of course, which is This Is K-Pop. And I want to give a shout out because, I'm still learning about all this stuff. Again, go to This Is K-Pop, excuse me, on Twitter. You can see all the videos that I shot there. Interact with fans. Make sure you send us a follow and all that. And I also wanted to say this. I shot BB in these huge shows and barely got any traction, barely got any retweets or likes or anything. With Eunice, I'm telling you right now, you guys are killing it. Right now alone, let's see here. Let's see here. The first, I'm talking all of them have 300 to 400 likes, over 100 retweets, and it took a picture of some fans that I was trying to get. It was kind of loud. I was trying to get their social media so I could tag them. So if you go to This Is K-Pop and if you see yourself in the fan section, just retweet it and that way or follow, and that way I can tag you next time, or people will know what's up. But I want to give a shout out because a couple people let me know about a couple of things, and let me see where we are with that. So wanted to say that the Meow Machine, I guess I had forgotten to tag one of the girls. And I think it, or one of the posts, I think that was Kotoko, Kotoko. And let's see here. And Maknae is the youngest, but Kotoko is one of their older members, but always gets mistaken as the youngest. This is from the Meow Machine. Thank you, the Meow Machine, and I followed you as well. Let's see here. Take O's for Evies. Also reminded me, I guess I'd forgotten to tag Kochan, Kochan. Thank you again for that. And then for Geely Tunes, was the first to respond with some positivity, and I really, really appreciate that as well. So anyway, once again, DJ Tricky Kid, this is K-Pop. I'll see you next week.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2. Type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.
예수는 언금들은